Well, it's good to see all of you. I did look at the internet. I didn't see all this, but let's take our Bibles. Turn with me to Jonah. Jonah chapter 2. Jonah chapter 2, I'd like to read verse 7. Jonah 2:7. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. And my prayer came in unto thee, into thine holy temple. Let's pray together. Our Father, we are truly thankful for this evening that you've given us. Lord, I pray your blessing upon the message. I pray that you'd bless our hearts in worship. Help us, keep us, for Christ's sake. Amen. Lord willing, just a little bit, we're going to observe the Lord's Supper. And we often read those familiar verses out of 1 Corinthians 11, verse 24 and 25, when our Lord was giving instruction on the eating and the drinking of his supper. Scripture says, when he had given thanks, he brake it, that is the bread, and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And then, concerning the wine, he said, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. What he meant by that was this cup, which represents the blood. And that blood is the payment of that covenant of grace that has been everlastingly purposed and shown to God's purpose. This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. So I know with our Lord setting forth that we are to remember him. That is not just bring back to memory that he is the Lord, but to remember and be thankful for the mercy, grace, and compassion that has been shown God's people in their redemption, in their electing, in their calling and keeping unto eternal life. Let me ask you this. Do we not find it to be difficult? Because of the frailty of our flesh, do we not find ourselves slothful, careless in this duty, remembering the Lord? But oh, in the midst of our frailty, how thankful I am that our Lord has revealed his graciousness to us. Philippians 2:13 says this, for it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Now, it's right to remember the Lord. It's right for us to be thankful. It's right for us to think upon and muse upon the mercy and grace of God. In the book of Jonah that we just read scripture, we read these words. Jonah said, "When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord." You know, Jonah was a prophet. He was God's prophet. Called of God, God's affection everlastingly set upon Jonah. And Jonah was commissioned to go and preach to the people of Nineveh. And the scripture reveals that Jonah rebelled against God. Jonah did just exactly what Jonah wanted to do. Now, from that, we're going to see ourselves. Every believer has got that nature in him. It has one purpose, to rebel against God. Jonah is a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord brought that picture of Jonah up when he said, this is the only sign you're going to get. Show us a sign. This is the sign you're going to get. As Jonah was 3 days, 3 nights in the belly of the whale, so even so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the earth. Jonah was a type of Christ. But as a type, we remember this, the type is never the fulfillment of the type. Jonah was a man. And Jonah had an old nature about him. And Jonah did just exactly what Jonah wanted to do. But what happened to Jonah was for God's glory and Jonah's good. And Almighty God dealt with him. Dealt with him in mercy. Dealt with him in compassion. He didn't leave Jonah to himself. Almighty God chastened this man. And he did it that Jonah might remember who called him, who loved him, who kept him, who would never leave him nor forsake him. It was good for Jonah that Jonah was chastened. It was good that Jonah was thrown in the belly of that whale. David said in Psalm 119:71, "It's good for me that I've been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes." In Jonah's correction, God Almighty accomplished in that man exactly the will of God. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "You do this in remembrance of me." And oh, how we need to be made to remember. You ask yourself this: when are you most keenly aware of your need of the Lord Jesus Christ? I can tell you when it is. In the moments of your chastening. When Almighty God stops you and arrests you and brings to your memory your need of Him. We need to be corrected. When do you suppose His broken body and His shed blood would be most glorious to you? I can tell you, when I truly know without Him I'm going to perish. Without Him I'm going to die. I've told you, and I can understand this, and many of you can too. I told you about Brother Todd Nybert and Brother Don Fortner, some of these men, they've gone through some tough times, physical times. Old Brother Todd he goes through some tough times, even now, right now. And Todd told me one night, he said, "Marvin, I thought I was going to die." He said, "I was laying in a hospital on a bed." He said, "I thought I'm dying tonight. I know I'm dying tonight." And he said, my heart was drawn to think upon the Lord. And he said, have my mind call back to memory some scriptures that I'd read and studied. And he said that were precious, precious, precious to me. And he said, my heart was settled. I know I'm leaving. And he said, I was at peace. I was at rest. And he said, the Lord was pleased to let me live. And he said, I have never felt the keenness of his presence as I did that night since then. It's good that I've been afflicted. When these times of affliction come, we remember. They're tough. They're tough on flesh. But we remember. The Lord put Jonah in the belly of that whale. And the scripture says, when he was in the belly of that whale for 3 days and 3 nights, he said, when my soul fainted within me, when it was a shroud of darkness is what it means, when there was that overwhelming shroud, I remembered. The Lord knows what's best for us. Hold your place right there and turn with me to Psalm 89. Psalm 89, verse 30. Psalm 89, 30. Our flesh does not ever want to consider afflictions. We're all like Brother Walter said to Betty. He said, I wish I could learn all these things without going through trials. She said, Walter, it don't work like that. Look at Psalm 89, 30. If his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgments, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I visit, that is, attend to, reckon, number. I will visit their transgression. I will visit their revolt. That's what it means. With the rod. And their iniquity with stripes. We need to be brought back to reality. This world is not our home. But the Lord, for His people, in wrath, in chastening wrath, not condemning, but chastening, He remembers mercy. Oh, may we be brought to remember that it's His hand that chastens us. And with that chastening hand, each stripe of His correction is with mercy. Now, here again, that's a hard thing to grasp hold of. But when He puts us, as Paul said, under this light affliction, if we could, we can't. All we know is what we read, what the Spirit of God teaches us. But if we knew anything about eternal judgment, everlasting separation from God, cast out of His sight, cast away from His presence, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Cast them into everlasting darkness. There will be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Well, I've read that so many times, and I thought, I wonder what the depth of that is. But whatever it is, it's not going to be good. In comparison to that, whatever we go through, Pat, in this life is a light affliction. And you know why? That we might remember. That we might be brought to recollect. Jonah said back in Jonah chapter 2, he says, verse 1 to 3, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice, for thou hast cast me into the deep, into the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Notice how Jonah gives credit where credit is due. I know where this came from. I'm the rebel. I'm the one that's rebelled against God. But look at that. Look at that. Verse 3, thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas. The floods compassed me about. All thy billows, thy waves passed over me. Lord, they have moved exactly at your bidding. Here's Jonah. Here again is a beautiful picture of our Lord crying out in affliction. Those words right there are truly the words of our Lord. But as a type, Jonah really went through that. It was only our Lord that truly said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord. He heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. Oh, the wonder, the marvel of the communion that truly took place between the Father and the Son as He accomplished and finished the work of our redemption. But then Jonah again was truly in the belly of hell. He was in the belly of that whale. And I'm reminded in his experience of my nature. I've got a nature that is a strong opposition to grace. I got an old nature that wants to rebel. That's what I want to do. And I've got a new nature that cries unto the Lord for mercy. And here's a new nature that is praying for the rebellion of my old nature. That new nature doesn't sin. But that new nature cries out for mercy. Because that new nature knows that's me that's doing that. That's what Paul said. Romans chapter 7. For I see in me, that is in my flesh, there dwells no good thing. To will is present with me. There's the new nature. But how to perform that which I would, how to perform that which the new nature would, I find not. Why? Because of an old nature. I got an old me and a new me. And there's that new me praying for this old me. Lord, have mercy. The believer sees the rebellion of Jonah, and the believer says, that's me. That's me. And that new man, seeing the rebellion in Jonah and me, that new man never excuses the rebellion of the old man. Only an unbeliever would do that. I had a friend. I guess he was a friend. I think I've told many of you this. He told me one time it was something that he was doing. It was wrong. And we pretty well parted company over it. Because I just wouldn't go along with him. And he said, well, you just got to understand, Marvin. You know, I'm just a sinner. And I can't help it. I said, no. That you're wrong now. You're wrong. Sin shall not have dominion over you. Sin is not the stronger of the two natures. Sin does not rule in a believer. It's there. Anybody that tells me sin is so strong, the Lord said sin shall not have dominion over you. Jonah said in verse 4, then I said, I'm cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again towards thy holy temple. When I'm brought to see myself, when I'm brought to see the frailty of my old man, the frailty of my nature, then I'm brought again to look and to remember. Here's what Jonah says. Look at this. This is precious. Then I said, I'm cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. I made again to look to him who in his flesh, our Lord, now here's the holy temple. Almighty God, a body was prepared him. And God Almighty took upon himself the form of sinful flesh. He took a body. A body was given to him. A body that knew no sin. He was made sin, but himself knew no sin. That's the holy temple. That's the temple that was rent. That's the body that was broken. That veil that was rent, top to bottom, a picture of Christ. That veil, which is his flesh. That was what was torn. For me to have access to God, for me to have entrance, for me to have peace, that Holy of Holies, it was separated, that veil. You couldn't get in. The high priest, one day out of the year, and not without blood, could enter in, make atonement, sprinkle the blood upon the mercy seat. But when the Lord Jesus Christ died, do you know where the entrance into the presence of God was accomplished? You know how that was accomplished? His body. He paid the debt. He put away the guilt. We've been reconciled. He's the mediator. So that holy temple is his body. But that body that Jonah's speaking of is that body that was shed for him, broken for him. That blood that was shed for him. Reconciliation is through that holy temple. That precious Lord Jesus Christ who laid down his life. Now read it. Then I said, I'm cast out of thy sight. Yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. Lord, I'm a rebel. God Almighty, have mercy upon me. Lord, in myself, I deserve what I get. But, oh Lord, remember mercy. Lord, I'm cast out of your presence, out of your sight. Thankfully, not eternally. If Almighty God hides himself, and you talk about some lonely times. That's what in Song of Solomon, that's what the bride said. Have you seen the one that my soul loves? I looked for him, I couldn't find him. We often go through times of trials, tribulations. I wonder what the Lord's doing in this. I can tell you this, whatever it is, it's for your good and for his glory. But what was the first thing you did? You remembered him. You remembered him and his sufferings, the putting away of our guilt. I'm cast out of your sight, yet I look again to the holy temple, thankful. Oh, this evening, by the grace of God, may we be made to remember him in the eating of this bread and the drinking of this cup. He's commanded us to do it. Lord, help us. Lord, give us a heart to do so for Christ's sake.